It's Marketplace Tech for Monday, November 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The Obama administration has made it a priority to invest in advanced battery technology for the future, but there is another technology revolutionizing energy storage, the supercapacitor. No, it's not the thing I know you're thinking of.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
That's the flux capacitor that drives the time-traveling car in Back to the Future. Supercapacitors help your smartphone's camera flash. In China, they power buses. And as Nick Batstorf reports, they're getting more powerful all the time.
An 18-wheeler sits parked at a truck stop off the highway. Its batteries are completely run down after a night powering the heater, microwave, entertainment systems. Yet the truck fires right up. From a backup starter charged by a supercapacitor. It's a new kind of energy storage. Inside there are no chemicals, it just looks like a stack of black and white paper. And it charges up hundreds of times faster than a battery.
So it's good for rapid, high current events, both charging and discharging.
That's Mike Sund, a VP at Maxwell Technologies, which sells over $100 million worth of supercapacitors every year.
The great bulk of our business is with the large format cells that are used in these transit buses, and in a number of other applications, such as wind turbines and automobiles.
In the few years they've been on the market, supercapacitors have been getting smaller and better. Earlier this year, an Australian team made one the same size as a car battery, and it held the same amount of power. What makes this possible? A new form of carbon called graphene. It's only one atom thick. And over at UCLA, Dr. Richard Kaner discovered a unique way to use it to make supercapacitors.
The method we developed to make graphene supercapacitors is as simple as we take a $25 device used for labeling CD discs.
Once the disc is out of the drive, they're able to peel off a sheet of flexible supercapacitors.
So you can literally print either large supercapacitors or we've printed on a single CD disc over 100 microsupercapacitors.
This could have almost immediate applications like roll-up video displays, wearable electronics, pacemakers.
There are a lot of things that supercapacitors are used for. My favorite is there's a train station in Europe that has a revolving door connected to a supercapacitor that operates the restaurant next door.
And this kind of creative use is only going to increase over the coming years. I'm Nick Batstorf for Marketplace.
And one last note today about art, depending on your definition. Perhaps the first exhibition of emoji has been announced. You know, those tiny little faces in other pictures of beer mugs, aliens, and what have you that people text each other these days. The exhibition will run here in New York in early December. Only 4 more days to submit your work to the show. Maybe do a tiny Leonardo da Vinci spinning in his grave. Don't forget, you can find all of our works of genius online. We're at Marketplace Tech on Twitter, facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report, and marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.